We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So here's the field goal try to go up two scores. 32 yards. Boswell is wide right.
Wow, you were right, Jim. That's in his head.
Boy, I like the way he came back and banged that next opportunity, and that's what this thing is about. This thing, meaning the game of football at this level, you're going to be tested. We're going to be tested. Sometimes you're going to fail, man. You better pass enough of them.
Listen to the morning show Friday for your chance to win a signed Bill Mazeroski baseball, thanks to Total Sports Enterprises at the Mall at Robinson. Jim Nance and Tony Romo describing that chip shot miss by Chris Boswell, and then Tomlin talking about having the confidence in him to put him out there for a 48-yarder. That make, I think, changes Boswell's spot on the team, at least for now. I don't think you can cut somebody who just helped you win a game. I feel like the team morale standpoint of cutting somebody loose after they make a big kick, just from the way they sounded after the game, I think that would be kind of a disturbing thing to do, to say, all right, hit the road, even though you just helped us win.
I mean, if he missed that kick, even if they had won 14-10, he'd be gone, yeah. I think.
But it doesn't give me any kind of peace of mind that the next time Boswell goes out there, even in a controlled environment like the Superdome, if he has a 35-yard field goal next week, I don't have any confidence that he'll make it.
I trust him more on long field
goals.
So
do I, because it takes the thinking out of
it. You got to rip it. Most people do not struggle like having the yips with their driver if they're playing golf, and people compare the kicking motion to a golf swing. They're right. Most people struggle with 2 or 3 foot putts. When you're just swinging your driver, you got to rip it. That's the whole point.
It reminds me of Pedro Alvarez. He could make the bang bang play. He could make the throw to first when he didn't have to think about it. But if there was a lazy ground ball hit to third, that's when he would air mail a throw into the fifth row. And I think the same is true of Boswell. And so the point that he secured a spot on the roster or won people over, I wouldn't agree with that. He still has the worst percentage in the league. He's making 61% of his kicks. He's missed 5 extra points. And I hear people say, like last night we were talking about this, Mark Cabali said on TV, well, who are you going to bring in? Give me a name. Was Chris Boswell a name when they picked him up in the first place? Did anybody know who Jeff Reed was?
People keep acting like he had such a long track record where how dare you, after one bad partial season, you could just bring in a guy off the street. No, like, Chris Boswell doesn't have Vinatieri level. You know what? The nature of that position is such that even if you're a Vinatieri, you're the best ever, maybe. If you go and have a really bad stretch, a team will still cut you because you are still a kicker. They feel like you might have just hit the end of the line. I never understood the who are you going to find out there. Who knows? He's not. How long has Boswell been good for until this year?
A year and a half, maybe.
Okay. So he's got 30 games, maybe, if we're being generous, on his ledger of good,
yeah, he's got
good
Morton
kicking.
Anderson.
Correct. Kai Forbath got picked up. Fine.
2 for 2 and an extra point yesterday for Jacksonville.
Okay. There's a guy. I would do this. I'll say this much. You have a happy accident here, or happy kind of coincidence in New Orleans. The closer they are, if they're in probably 35 and under, especially, range for a field goal, you need touchdowns most likely to beat New Orleans in New Orleans. If it's even fourth and reasonable, I would rather see them go for it.
Me too.
And then you get outside of maybe 40, 45 yards, then kick the field goals because he's got to drive his leg through it. That's what I would do this week.
If it's fourth and two, what does Mike Tomlin do in that situation last night?
Probably goes for it. Probably has.
No, I don't think. Well, I thought so at first, but then hearing him after the game say, I came into this stadium with him as my kicker, he probably tries the kick to make it a touchdown game.
I don't know if I agree with that, because he's saying that with hindsight very much being 2020, that, hey, I put him out there and he made the kick. I think it's easy to say I came in with him as my kicker after he validates
you. But
you
know why I think he'd probably still kick it? Because their second down play on that position was a very conservative play call that made me think they were okay with playing for the field goal. On second down, they handed the ball off to Samuels, and it wasn't one of those creative runs that you talked about earlier. It was pretty much just a straight handoff that chewed up clock.
Yeah.
And then on third down, they didn't even really draw up a play that was designed to move the chains. It was a go for broke, take a shot to the end zone, keep your fingers crossed that Juju Smith-Schuster makes a play to win you the game. It wasn't one that made me feel like their number one priority was keeping the ball. It almost signaled to me like, all right, if we don't make a play here that goes for six, we'll live with the field goal because we know our kicker will make it.
Do you think Tomlin agrees with what we're saying, that he probably trusts him more the longer the field goal is?
I bet he does. I bet he does.
Because I bet from Mike Tomlin, a guy that's a total rhythm and flow guy, like he was last week, I just think he says to himself, when this guy knows he has to kick the ball fairly hard, like you can't aim a 48-yarder, even if you're an NFL kicker. I know that's pretty easy for most kickers. You still got to drive your leg through the ball. You're at 32 yards. You can absolutely aim it. I give Josh Roundtree from 93.7 The Fan huge credit. He tweeted out before the game that he had seen, I think it was in the same end of the stadium, Boswell put down a 30-yarder and kick it so wide right he missed the netting. And he almost, I think he did basically exactly that from 2 yards away further. So
I think he's still on very thin ice.
If he comes out and makes 5 field goals against New Orleans and
they'll lose if they have to kick 5 field goals
unless
in New Orleans.
Unless they have 5 touchdowns to go with it, yeah. But if he makes 5 field goals, then I think, yeah, he could sort of get himself back a little bit. But they're not going to kick 5 times because they're going to need touches.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.